God uses the least likely. Saul was from the smallest tribe of Israel, and his family was the least important of all the families in the tribe. But God chose him out of everyone to be the king of Israel. Then David was still a child and had several older, stronger brothers that God could have chosen. But God picked him to be the next king. Then instead of one of the strong, trained men in the Israelite army, David, while still a child, was the one that God used to defeat a giant. Even Jesus, the Son of God, wasn't born in a palace. He was born in a stable in Bethlehem of all places. See, God uses the least likely. He specializes in taking the underdog and using them to do his mighty work. Matthew 23, verse 12 says, "For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." See, God uses the least likely so that his glory will be displayed in their weakness. Saul felt so unworthy when he was appointed king that he ran and he hid in the baggage. Have you ever felt like that? I definitely have. How could God possibly use me in this way? I am so unworthy. I'm the least likely for the job. But God takes the humble and sets them shoulders above the proud. If God is calling you to something that's way too big for you, take comfort. You're probably right in the center of God's will, because God loves to use an underdog like us.